Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
I want to read to you a passage from Isaiah where God challenged his people to show yourselves men. Here we go, Isaiah chapter 46, verses 8, 9, and 10. Here. Remember this. And show yourselves men. Recall to mind, O you transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do my pleasure. In Isaiah chapter 46, God challenged his people to look at the foolishness and the futility of worshiping idols. It's a great example of God using humor to show just how crazy it is to regard anything other as the true God as a God. For example, in the first couple verses of Isaiah chapter 46, the prophet pictured God's people going into captivity, a forced relocation, and loaded onto their beasts and carriages are their idols. Even their idols were carried away into captivity and loaded onto the moving trucks. The bottom line is that these false gods could not deliver the oppressed people or even relieve their burden. But these idols have themselves gone into captivity. Then, in the next few verses, God spoke tenderly to his people, reminding them of the way that he had cared for them and would care for them again if they would only turn to him. The false gods represented by silent, dead idols must be carried, but God carries his people, and he carried them from before their birth, and he promised to carry them even beyond. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4 says, even to gray hairs I will carry you. In light of the greatness of God and the foolishness of worshiping anything else, the prophet spoke to God's people once again, remember this, and show yourselves men. We can gain the courage of men when we remember the things God tells us to remember. A lot of the depression and defeat someone experiences in following after God simply comes because we forget. We fail to remember that it is worth spending some time thinking carefully about what God has done for you. It is surprisingly easy to forget those things. Some people find journaling or blogging or making some kind of memorial to God's good works helpful. But what is it that we should remember? Isaiah tells us, remember the former things of old. There is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning. You see, God knows the end of every matter, every course of circumstances, just as clearly as anyone else can see the beginning of it. That is why there is none like him, and why he deserves all our trust. When we do trust God this way, we can be sure that he will do what he has promised. As God said through the prophet Isaiah, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. God knows the end from the beginning because he is much more than a passer observer of events. His counsel shall stand. His works and plans never fail because he will do all his pleasure. God isn't just watching the entire parade of history. He's directing that parade. Now, the essential point is that God's people must remember this about the Lord, that he knows the end from the beginning and that he is in control over all things. When we remember this, we will do what Isaiah told us to do. Show yourselves men. We can have tremendous courage in our God when we understand and remember who he is and what he does. You can remember that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.